Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing, don't give a f. Come on, you're bleeding.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Do you know how many times I played this song on this very frequency?
Probably a lot.
Yeah, as a music radio Spike.
It seems like a very you song back in the day.
This was a YSP song.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Staple.
Last resort, just over and over again.
Even I like this song.
The Papa Roach run of, what, early 2000s?
Papa Roach? Papa Roach.
Is that who that is? Yeah.
Still around. Still touring? Yeah.
In a real sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Sure, they play this song.
They play the hits. They play the hits. So before we get back to the Phils, a few things on the Eagles that we gotta check our boxes on here. The first thing, Jimmy Kempsky reports. Jimmy Kempsky coming for the Eagles Insider of the Year crown.
Look,
out of nowhere.
I plan on winning the crown again, but I would be happy to see Jimmy win it. Jimmy's my guy.
This was out of nowhere.
It was unbelievable out of nowhere. I was shocked. Go ahead.
Yes, yeah. I was stunned.
Yeah.
So Jimmy reports that yesterday, Saquon Barkley, A.J. Brown, and Jalen Hurts met for a few hours, and it was a positive result. Do you know anything? I can't believe we don't have more information about this. Did Kempsky make it up? Just kidding, Jimmy?
Yeah. So here's the good news.
Okay.
That because of the weird schedule, what time is it now? It's 3:32.
Yeah.
At 5:10 today, Jalen talks and the locker room opens.
Oh, so, someone has to ask him.
I can tell you who's going to ask him.
I'm the big dog.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
They're not going to freeze you out of this one.
Yep. Let's address the elephant in the room.
No.
Didn't get a question.
But I'll be curious to see what they say.
Yeah.
I mean, they're either going to acknowledge it or deny it.
Yes.
Now, if they acknowledge it, then it's admitting there was a problem.
Well, okay. So Jalen will give some sort of code. Like
Jalen will
weird...
say he's focused on the Giants.
Yes. The question is not Jalen, who I never understand his answers anyway.
Yeah.
The question is, no offense, Jalen, folks, Jalen derangement. I don't get it. You don't get it. We can all admit it.
He's a smart guy. His answers are very deep.
No doubt that he's smart. Probably too smart for me. Don't understand it. The real question is when somebody asks Saquon or AJ.
Yeah.
Saquon is always very honest and forthright.
Man, I hope he rehearsed his answer.
And AJ, you got to look into AJ's eyes on this one and see his face.
AJ is the wild card.
Now Jalen speaks at 5:10 today, but he's on the dais, right? He's on the podium.
He speaks
in the auditorium.
He'll speak sometime between 5:10 and 5:45.
Are the other players available today?
There is no guarantee. They're supposed to be. Like in the way that every player is supposed to be available each week. And this is our only media availability of the week.
Something tells me.
Saquon will be there. Or maybe not because of the knee.
But they're playing the Giants and his Amazon documentary comes out tomorrow.
Oh, so he's got
to
talk.
I think he would want to talk.
Yeah.
I don't know. He would probably be the one that would give us something.
Yes.
If there was something to give, since he's been thrown into this as he's part of the meeting, obviously as a moderator of some sort. I'd be shocked if AJ said anything. Quite frankly, if I'm AJ, I don't really have much else to say about anything. Let me just go focus on playing football. Like, he said enough.
Yeah.
We understand where he's coming from, the frustration, all of that. Like, we are picking apart everything he says because he is speaking without a filter.
Mm-hmm.
So he leaves it there for us to pick apart. I'm saying it would be wise, if I'm him, I don't have anything else to say about this. Let me just, I'm playing football.
Unless they actually had a super constructive meeting for a few hours and they feel they've made real progress today. I don't think that's the case either. Yeah. I'm just saying.
You know that didn't happen.
Of course.
Well, they probably met with this whole super progress and
everything. Last year we went
fixed.
Through this. They had the big game against the Steelers. They did the dance together. And everybody's like, oh, they're fine. And now we're still back here.
Yes.
So, look, I hope they become friends again because I don't want people fighting. Like, I hope they're friends. But ultimately, what am I supposed to say?
That was the most hopeful thing I've ever heard you say.
Yeah. Well, you know. Me and you are friends besides when the Phillies lose.
Yeah.
I can't text you.
Well,
for...
you go in you. For the kill.
Yeah.
You go
can't
in. Like friends do.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, you're lucky. You're smiling, you know, all the time. Like, there goes Jack dying inside again. Here's a little knife.
Yeah, on Saturday, I sent a bunch of texts to our group chat about how I thought they were going to lose, and Jack didn't respond to any of that.
Well, of course not. Yeah. Why should he?
Regardless.
Mean person.
Regardless, today could be a chance for them to come out there and be like, yeah, we talked. We're good. Let's be real. It could be. I don't think that's what's going to happen or what happened.
You're talking about let's be real. It could be. No, let's be real. That's not what it's going to be.
I agree.
Because here's the thing. AJ is reactionary. So I say that to say in 2 or 3 weeks, if he's not gotten the ball, you could be right back here in this same position.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm saying it doesn't behoove him to say anything because you almost have to regret what you said. You come out today and declare, oh yeah, we're perfect, me and Jaden, we're fine. Like,
then when you're mad in 2 weeks.
Exactly. Yeah. Then you shouldn't get upset anymore.
I agree. And also, you know, there's been a lot of debate of like, does it matter, whatever. Sunday was a perfect example of why this matters a ton. You know, like the play where AJ slows down. Yeah. We could dissect a play, whose fault it is, whatever. To me, the most important part of the play is they didn't talk after. And you cannot have your quarterback and number one receiver like seemingly not talking on the sideline. Like I don't have eyes on them 24/7, but because I'm interested in it, I do watch them a lot, like after plays, when they walk to the sideline. Mm-hmm. Do they congratulate each other after touchdowns, right? And you just don't see them almost ever interact.
Yeah.
And I'm not, again, not 24/7 during game, but like for a large portion of the game, I'm looking at to see what's happening, and they just don't. So
that's what's more important to me.
Yes, exactly.
That's what's more important to me, the on-the-field relationship, the work relationship, the trying to get the same goals accomplished, knowing that you need each other.
Right.
Jalen, you need your number one wide receiver. AJ, would help if you had your quarterbacks back and sometimes when he misses a throw, what have you, that you don't show this outwardly disappointment and frustration because that stuff reflects back on him and all that stuff is bubbling beneath the surface. And I think the further you move along from having negative feelings about each other and you built up way more positive stuff and you banked that, now you're able to withstand difficult moments and adversity.
Right.
See, that's where they've gotten to. All of their positive moments have now been outweighed by the frustration.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, you don't give the other guy any leeway. You don't give him any benefit of the doubt. In other words, supporting him instead of showing frustration or what have you when you don't get the ball or what have you. You go over there, you dap your guy up, y'all talking it out, y'all trying to figure out, okay, are we on the same page? Are we seeing the same thing or what have you? And this goes for Jalen as well. You got to get out of that bubble that you're in of thinking that you're going to go over there and be in your own moment and figure it out yourself. And you got to be somewhat of a politician on the sideline.
I see Jalen go talk to the offensive
line. The other guys, yes.
Yeah, like Jalen moves around on the sideline for sure. So
you got to work your way to the receivers.
He works his way right past them.
But
when they first got here, remember they worked out together, him, AJ, and Devontae. They posted pictures working out together in the offseason. Like, that's what you want.
Yes.
What we're talking about is the bare minimum.
Yeah.
I mean, if a play like that doesn't hit, you should be on the sideline, to your point, be like, hey, my bad. Here's why I slowed up. Here's what I saw. Or like Jalen going up to AJ. Man, like, I got moved in the pocket. Like,
Yes.
That should be happening.
Yep.
Yeah. This ain't ever getting fixed. AJ won't be on the team next year. Next.
True.
That's why he reserved all his words.
What are we doing? I know we got to talk about it.
It's like reality TV.
This ship has sailed. So, Saquon Barkley, you mentioned they didn't practice yesterday, but he was listed as a non-participant on the practice report. That is, they say, if we would have practiced, he wouldn't have played.
Yeah.
He has a knee injury. Or something wrong with his knee.
Yeah, it's a knee injury. I mean, yeah, it's a knee injury on the injury report, so yeah. You can say that.
So you said he is likely to play on Sunday. Do we know...
Thursday,
rather. Do we know when this happened during the game, and did this perhaps contribute to the fact that he only got 6 carries?
So there's been a few times in the past 2 games where he's gotten up slow, and like you see him on the sideline kind of working through things. By the way, Jalen, almost the entire second half, was working on his calf on the sideline. He had a massage gun. He was stretching. Had a career-low 3 yards rushing. It's the lowest he's ever had as a starter. So that's something to monitor as well. But in terms of Saquon, I don't think the amount of carries he got factored into that as much. I think in the second half, like, they were in obvious pass situations. It was tough to find.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think that 17-yard run he had was the first run I've seen all year where I thought last year that was a touchdown.
Yeah, like, we talked about
I think
about
Miles
that.
Sanders gets 17 runs on yards on that run.
Yeah, Saquon busted for 50.
Yeah, I think last year that would have been to the house.
Like, we all knew this coming into this year. And it, not that players
can't... Which is why, Elliot, we said you can't do the same thing you did last year.
I don't remember that, but I guess you were right. they can't do the other thing either, so they got
they got to figure out a different plan. And then it's been a big week for Eagles insider of the year. Jeff McClain reports that Landon Dickerson could miss several weeks with an ankle injury.
Yeah, I think he said 1 to 2 games.
Yeah, right? could be a blessing in disguise in that all of the other ailments that are going on with Landon Dickerson, maybe he gives them a chance to. So that ends up being Brett Toth, I guess, in that spot.
Yeah, now Landon's not played well. So, normally you hear Landon's out and it's like, that's a big blow to the line. And he's a great player, so I understand that. But he's not played well. Like, physically, he just looks like it's really hard for him to play football right now. I mean, on the sideline, he could barely walk after coming out of the game on Sunday. I think, to the thing about Saquon and all the touches, we focused so much on how that was going to impact Saquon physically. I wonder how much of a running back never being able to repeat as a big-time runner is because his offensive line, it also gets beat up like crazy for a full year. And those same guys come back, I would assume, for the most part, right? If you ran for 2,000-plus yards, you're probably...
Beat up, too.
Yeah, they're beat up, too. And I think all the linemen are not really playing well. Like, they would probably all tell you that. Lane's not been as good as he was last year. Now, last year, the bar was so high that Lane and Mailata are still playing relatively well, but they're not the top 5 tackles in the league they were last year, at least the way they're playing. So, I think that one of the main problems on offense is, without question, the offensive line.
And last Eagles thing. Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's, to me, the two biggest issues with the team, other than the obvious chemistry between A.J. and Jalen, is our two lines. The defensive line getting no pass rush. We aren't even great against the run as a defensive line. And then our offensive line being able to run block.
Yeah, and that has been the core of the Howie Roseman success has been the lines, offensive line and defensive line.
So the
combination of Josh Sweat, Bryce Huff, and Milton Williams have 9 sacks, and the Eagles have 7 sacks.
It's not good.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So credit to Zach Berman for this stat, but I think it was eye-opening for me in telling about how bad they've been. They are getting a 3-and-out on 40% of their drives this year. It's the worst in the league. The second worst is Tennessee, rookie quarterback, and the third is the Bengals, who have, I guess Joe Flacco now, right? It's the highest percentage since 2005 for an offense, and that team that year went 5-12. So I don't think the Eagles are going to finish like 9-7. I think they'll probably win more games than that, right? But we are getting to a point where there are a lot of historical trends about a football team that plays the way they have played through 5 weeks, ultimately not being a good football team. So,
yeah.
Well,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I tell you, it's so ironic that we've been speaking about this for weeks. And it takes a loss to really put things in perspective.
Yeah, we said it on Monday that finally we can stop going, but they're 4-0, but they're 4-0, but they're 4-0.
It takes a loss.
And look at all of the signs. There is not one red zone aside.
It was the only sign.
Yeah, but the red zone offense, let's be real, they're tush-pushing in a lot of times. Like, credit to them, but let's not act like there's some high-functioning, like...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, when I say... Oh, my goodness. I just don't...
Well, they count. I don't want... You're the one that doesn't want them to count.
I want... The tush-push is a team touchdown, not a quarterback touchdown. Yeah. But that was...
Well, he does run it better than anyone else in the league.
That was just honesty.
I just didn't want crying Brian calling back and telling me there are no signs. Aside from red zone, when you... There is not... From an offensive standpoint, there is not one statistic that you can look at that gives you hope. Not one.
Yeah. Like, I very much think this is on the players in Jalen, but ultimately, like, Petullo, man, you're the offensive coordinator, and the results are the results.
Yes.
So while I think Jalen has gotten into bad habits of holding onto the ball too long, I think the offensive line, like, isn't good. It's the coach's job is to fix these problems, and they are a sloppy, not detailed team right now, and that is like strictly on the coaches.
Well, coach is in there with him.
What?
Coach Sirianni.
Yes.
No, I agree. Well, that's his guy. Nick and Petullo. Yeah.
You know, at some point, Howie said, you can have your guy. This is your guy.
This is.
I want to interview Josh McCown, and we're not going to interview one guy because this is your guy.
You think Howie's scouting the Miami Dolphins offense right now?
Yeah, I'm sure he is. Yeah.
This is an offseason conversation, but just to put it out there, something to think about, they might face a tough decision with Petullo.
Yes.
Like, if this season trends this way and they're like, fine, but the offense.
Yeah, you don't have to fire him. You just demote him.
Oh, yeah.
He's moving back to pass game coordinator or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's thrilled
Nick
about
Sirianni's
that.
Yeah. Close friend. Like, coaches keep coaches on staff.
No, I know. I'm just
reassign them.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Petullo's probably not getting another offensive coordinator job.
Yeah, people don't walk away from these jobs.
Yeah, I don't think he's going
away.
Yes. That's a good point.
Yeah. People don't walk away from these jobs.
Yeah.
So, last thing, this comes per New York Elliott, Connor Hughes. You would agree that is an accurate assessment.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm the better looking.
For sure. I'm an Elliott guy, but I got up there.
Yeah. What's his name again?
It's Connor Hughes.
He was at my wedding.
Yeah. And Connor was cool.
You were only there half the time.
So. He came into WFAN a couple of times. He was just the Jets guy. Now he's Giants and Jets,
correct,
I think.
He works for SNY.
Yeah, he does a good job. He, he came into fan a couple of times. He thought, I called him New York Elliott once on Twitter, and he thought that I was making that as a pejorative.
Wow,
I was making
fun
of him.
That.
As
I said,
what?
As an insult.
Jesus.
Yeah, sorry.
Pejorative?
Sorry. He thought I was using it as an insult. I said, no, that
He'd
is
be
a...
He'd be lucky to be the New York Elliott.
So here is the quote.
Don't ever roll that out.
Sorry.
Again,
this is per Connor Hughes.
I've heard that word before.
Brian Daboll today, quote, you watch the tape, A.J. Brown is open a lot.
He's right.
It's so good.
Oh, you know he couldn't wait to say that.
Oh, he was dying.
It's another good question for AJ today.
Do you think he winked when he said it?
Yeah. Well, Ike said when we were in our show meeting, he said a team like the Giants right now are licking their chops.
Yeah.
Because they're looking at the Eagles and they're saying to themselves, "This is, if you're the coach, you're looking at your team and you're saying, I know they're 4-1. You can beat this team.
This team is ripe for the picking.
Yeah. Honestly, at this point, like picking the Eagles to blow out any team is
blowout.
Yeah.
You know, I think the Thursday night game is actually a good.
Since the Chiefs game haven't blown anybody out.
Well, they didn't really blow them out, but yeah.
No, last year.
I think it's a good like benchmark game for the Eagles in a way, just because let's see like how poor they really are playing. Like they're better than the Giants, obviously.
You said we shouldn't struggle with the Giants.
They should beat the Giants comfortably. Well, the Giants are terrible.
I looked at this line, and this line told me.
What is it? I haven't seen
it. It's only 7. And if the Eagles were the Eagles, the Giants just lost to the Saints, by 12 points.
They have no Malik
Neighbors. Yeah. Neighbors isn't there. If this were the Eagles that we know, that is a 10.5 point line. It's at least a 9.5 point line. Hell, the Bills were fit, and I know they were home, but the Bills are favored 8.5 over the Patriots, and the Patriots are much better than the Giants.
Yeah, no, that's a not a Giants line, but it certainly isn't an Eagles line.
It's an eyebrow raise line to me. So it's not five, but it's also not the 9 you would expect.
Interesting thing with Dable, and that Jack, maybe Jack or someone can fact check this, but I think he was the offensive coordinator that benched Jalen in the national championship
game. I believe so.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So you wonder, too, if he's...
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't bench him, Nick Saban.
But whatever. I mean, he was on the coaching staff.
Yes. Yeah, but still, no, you're right.
That's an interesting little...
Yeah.
Little.
There's no doubt, and I didn't even know that comment existed until you had told me. But there's no doubt the Giants are viewing this as, there's a crack in the armor down there in Philadelphia.
For sure.
Yes. They're not even playing together as a team. They just blew a 14-point lead. They got turmoil going on.
We're all together.
Yes. I guess Dable didn't hear about the meeting. You heard that afterwards.
He's probably very scared now.
And then part of me says even the leak of the meeting is a way to get in front of a national story that could be there.
Yeah.
This game is going to be Thursday night. The last thing I'm sure the Eagles would want is for, what is it? Is it Prime? Amazon
Prime? It's
Prime,
but I'm sure all day on all the like ESPN.
They don't want that to be the storyline all day
as
the turmoil inside the Eagles locker room between the quarterback and the wide receiver.
Even though it will be.
Right,
Well,
now they'll say they talked and made up.
Is Thursday night Prime or NFL Network?
It's Prime.
It's Prime.
I'm not going to say names. You know Eagles PR sent them the Jimmy Kemsky tweet, and then they said, you know, everything's solved around here. You don't have to talk about this on pregame.
I can't wait to hear what they say about it today.
Yeah. So that's later.
Yeah, I can call in afterwards.
Okay. Yes. I want to hear.
Well. Yeah, we'll get you before we get off the air.
Yeah, sure. All right. Yeah. So, Elliot Shore Parks, Go Birds podcast. Elliot thinks that the Phillies should rebuild and trade everybody.
Ran me hot today.
Yeah. Came in, Jack.
Hey, they could still win.
All you got to do is win game three.
I saw someone say, don't let the Phillies win game three.
Don't let them win game three.
Don't let them win game three.
Yeah, who said that?
Flip the script.
Some say the biggest baseball voice in the city.
There he is.
Wow.
Future first pitch thrower.
Yeah.
Oh, Jack, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
With a little sink, too.
You know, I asked Middleton. Middleton said you said it was a good idea.
I think he should have thrown out a
Mr.
pitch
Middleton.
In 2023 in the playoffs.
Yes, I think so, too.
Like
Story of the playoffs was the fan. Jack is the voice of the fan. Like, it's a perfect representation of Red October.
Game five, first pitch.
Yeah. It's not going to hit it.
Would you be nervous?
Nah, not really. I pitch in front of that crowd at 300.
Don't worry. We're going to spend weeks making you nervous, buddy. Don't worry.
If the season is over with, my first two live experiences with Duran and the
have been when we're behind by two runs and three runs.
Yeah, we've been losing both games.
Do you think Duran wants them to play it, or do you think they're playing it just because?
Oh, that's an interesting.
I imagine he wants it, right?
Because if he wants it, I don't know what you say to him.
Yeah, we paid extra for the fire. You know,
I did feel
it was a smattering of booze last night.
More than a smattering, I felt bad for him. I wanted to go and tell him we're not booing you.
Yes,
they're booing that they're doing this.
I'm trying to be generous. You're right.
I think Phillies fans should have been happy they got to experience it.
All right, get the Go Birds.
At least it's a good thing at the game that happened. Let's be real.
Get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast.
He is relentless.
Speaking of the booze. If any day is Jack going to do it, it's going to be today. Speaking of the booze, Nick, we'll get back to the Phils next. Nick Castellanos talked about the home fans.
And
we will talk about that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.